This show furnished by HouseSmarts Television and Properties.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to
Whether you're working 9 to 5 today or taking it easy, you've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Buzz, good morning.
As soon as we dim the lights, they buzz and it's driving me crazy.
He'll make you laugh.
Your name is Buzz and you have a buzz.
He'll make your house happy.
You have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzing.
And he might make you a little crazy.
Buzz.
The only thing he won't make you is breakfast. So go whip up some pancakes, pour yourself some coffee, just keep that radio tuned in to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Yes, good morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are live until 9 o'clock this morning. Our phone number is 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. What's going on around your house that you need some help with? Is it you want to build a deck? Do you want to talk about some landscaping that needs some help, some hardscaping? Maybe, you know, you want to do a retaining wall or new driveway, anything like that that you need. Roof, windows, flooring, paint. You name it. Oh, my gosh. I was just at a meeting with, listen to this. You know the company Rust-Oleum? Hi, Lindsay. Good morning. Rust-Oleum now makes a paint that if you electrify, it lights up.
Wait, say it again.
Uh-huh. It's a paint
uh-huh.
that they said is a little difficult to apply. I think they just acquired this company. But it has some sort of illumination technology that if you electrify it, it illuminates.
Electrify it, like shine a light, like plug the wall.
No.
Plug the paint in?
Correct.
What?
I know.
I'm having a hard time.
I know. So imagine there was a, well, like imagine if a car was covered in an LED, like imagine a car, if the whole car was made of like an LED screen.
Okay.
And you could change the images or whatever and you could light it up like a television set.
Okay.
Okay. Or, you know that iPhone, you're an iPhone X user. Mm-hmm. You know that iPhone X, commercial where the phone has like that kind of cloudy lava-like look? Mm-hmm. Imagine your car doing that.
Okay. But so is it a liquid paint?
No, it's, well, it is a liquid paint, but when it dries, somehow there's metal in it that will illuminate when it's electrified.
Mm.
Is that cool?
It is cool.
They're trying to figure out the application of it, which I already figured it out.
Shocking to me.
I know. And I said to them, well, here's all you have to do. And they go, oh, really? So here's my idea. I don't know how it goes on. I need to learn a little bit. I should have more information before I share this with you. But imagine you put this stuff on and it somehow has this illumination property, but it's on the wall. Now, you have an outlet, okay? And the outlet is in the wall. So you're going to create a low voltage plug-in thing that has contacts on it that when you plug it into the outlet, it touches the wall. So it's bigger than the outlet. So then when you plug it into the wall, it touches whatever it is, and that's how it electrifies it.
I actually understand what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so then you have, and then you do like a clap on. It's like the clapper, right?
Yeah. I'm like dying to know. Is it, it's
what
not
else
available
do I have
yet
to solve today? I just helped Rust-Oleum make a ton of money. Isn't that a great idea?
It is.
Illuminating paint. I mean, I'm sure it's
what
very.
What next?
I don't know. I'm sure it's very difficult to install. Anyway, Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Couple things we're going to talk about today. Our Noodaloo 2 is something that's going to change. How am I going to describe this? Imagine the rugs in your home and all that goes into maintaining those rugs, those area rugs. This is a great idea. And, we featured it on our television show, House Smarts TV. And now we're going to tell you about it on the radio that I think you're going to absolutely
especially
love.
If you have kids,
pets,
or maybe you're just dirty.
Right. Exactly. And you, right. And your girlfriend is finally telling you, this house is messy. You need to do something. This is going to change your life. If you're a, like a messy bachelor or bachelorette. And then, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Bob, is it Briley or Burley? Briley. Energy specialist with We Care Plumbing, Heating, and Solar. We'll talk about that. They're down in Orange, Orange County, but we're going to talk to them a little bit about what they do and plumbing issues and the whole solar angle and how that business is going and, how you may be able to benefit for those of you that live a little down south of LA. Cause that's where primarily their work is down there, but we reach down there in KABC. So we don't want to keep you people like you're out of the mix. We want to help you folks too. Just got to call 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. Super Bowl tomorrow, I know, big party, maybe planning. There might be some last minute things, that you need fixed or repaired, in and around your home. You know, one thing I always tell people when it comes to, parties, if you're going to host them, especially if you're not someone that does this a lot, if you do have area rugs and they're on hard floors, hard surfaces like tile or even hardwood floor, make sure there's a non-slip pad under there. I know I sound like a grandpa, but if you got people coming over, it's a great, that's real easy for people to slip and fall if they're not used to it. And it might be the kind of thing, oh, I know that carpeting is loose and I'm careful when I step on it. So, that would be something you can run out to the hardware store and pick up real quick and get underneath that. That could be, quite advantageous so that no one gets injured during, your big party tomorrow. And then, of course, the Olympics are coming up. It's all fun. It's all good. I like that. Are you, Olympics watcher?
I will watch them, yes.
Yeah? Are you partial to the...
Ice skating.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what other sports do.
Did you watch any of the...
I like the snowboarding.
Snowboarding's pretty good, yeah. And, you know what I like? I like the speed skating.
Really?
I'm always amazed at the...
Speed?
Well... But just when you look these athletes, you know, they're in those like skin tight body suits, right? And they have these legs like horses, you know, because obviously that's their where all their strength comes from. And when they're whipping around that track and they're when they lean and their body is like in this weird, like how can they be leaning that much? And they're just so ever so slightly touching the ice because they don't want to touch it too much because it'll slow them down. I think it's one of the most graceful, beautiful things you can actually see of a human body in that position. It's just such a cool, it's so cool. And they're flying around these tracks. It is unbelievable. So I want to make sure that, and I guess this year, you know, NBC has obviously had the Olympics for many, many years. And now they're really, there's a bunch of channels that you can find almost every sport. And the biggest issue is the time difference, right? Because it's going to be like in the middle of the night for a lot of this stuff. So, you know, and then the way we report on the news, it's like you open up your Twitter account and you'll be like, oh, the whatever, China won this or US won this, whatever it might be. So anyway, it's cool. I always think the Olympics is really a lot of fun. All right. You can call us at 800-222-5222. We're live here until 9 o'clock this morning. So anything that you have around the house that you need some help with, just pick up the phone, give us a call. We also have a bunch of emails that we can answer that come into our housemartsradio.com website. It redirects you to the TV site, but I don't want to just, you know, confuse you with a thousand different, email addresses. You want to answer some emails this morning?
I do,
get
but
things
can
going?
You help me with one question? Can I ask you my daughter's teacher's
Would you like
question
a-
for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
This is what I live with now. I go to drop my dog. Oh, Lindsay! Oh, I have a question for your boss.
I was, where was I? I was at the grocery store. I was at the grocery store.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went to, because I'm making clam chowder for my brother-in-law's Super Bowl party tomorrow.
What kind of clam chowder?
New England, right? Because it's, you know, New England, right? And so I had to go to the grocery store, and I had to buy salt pork. You have any idea what that is?
No.
Neither did I. I thought it was bacon, but it's not. It's essentially, it's like a chunk of bacon, but it's a chunk.
Okay.
And it comes prepackaged. Mm-hmm. So I said to the guy, I go to the butcher. You know, he's behind that. I go, you guys carry salt pork? He's like, yeah, it's right down there. It's in the package. It's next to the whatever. Well, I'm like, all right. I'm going to go walking down there and I'm looking. I don't see it. And I'm not quite sure what I'm looking for. I'm assuming it was be with the bacon, which it's not. It's with the corned beef. Right? Okay. Right?
All right.
Okay.
I'll take your word on it.
So, I'm looking, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'm not going to be like a typical guy here and not ask the question. I'm going to turn back around and go, hey, would you mind telling me exactly where it's at? So I go back, and this guy, he kind of looks like, the butcher kind of looked like a really heavy Zac Brown. Okay. Can you picture that?
Yep. Got it.
Hey, I'm sorry. I go, I couldn't find the salt pork. Could you tell me exactly where it's at? He goes, oh, come on with me, Lou. I'll show you.
And did he say, how about a little chicken fried?
No, he did not. No, he didn't. You okay in there? Are you all right? Do you need another cup of coffee?
Brown.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Rinds, whatever you're talking
about. But he said, come on, Lou, come with me. He recognized me, and I don't know who this guy is. I'm like, oh, thanks. And then he showed me the salt pork and whatever, and I walk outside with my grocery bags, and then this lady said hello to me, who I have no idea who this lady is. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lou. Doing a little shopping? I'm like, yeah, thanks. So getting back to your teacher who says to you, hey, I have a question for your boss.
I'm listening to a different show now.
Which is very nice. You are? Okay. Never mind.
No, wait. Please let me ask you
this.
Sure. So she has a closet. Actually, she's doing it for like a friend. This is the funniest story. She has a closet, and inside the closet, there is mold at the bottom, and the floor looks like it's buckling.
Hmm.
It's next to a laundry room. But to my knowledge, the floor is not. It's not wet.
Well, I mean,
if there's mold, there has to be wet, right?
Right.
Okay,
I mean,
No.
But I mean, it could be that if it's the floor in the closet is buckling. Do we know what kind of floor it is? Like, is it a finished floor?
Yeah.
Hardwood.
Right.
So that laundry room, it could be leaking underneath, and the subfloor could be the part that's saturated, mm-hmm. and by the time it gets to the hardwood floor, it's dry enough that you don't feel the water, mm-hmm. but the buckling and the curling, whenever you see wood start to do that, is a sign of moisture coming up.
Okay.
So that's an area where if all of a sudden you see mildew and mold, you need to kind of tackle it, right? The Healthful Home makes the 5-minute mold test, okay? It's really, it's an amazing product because there's no other product out there that you can buy to do this. If you go to the hardware store or home center now with the typical mold kit, you have to buy it, take the sample, costs you $10, you put it in an envelope, you mail it 2 weeks later, you get the results. Maybe. You have mold in your house, you want to know right this second. The Healthful Home mold test. Healthful Home. Healthful Home. Not helpful. Health, like your health. And it's $40. It's like a pregnancy test. You swab it, you put it in there, and you'll get the results right then and there. And then you know you have mold. But there's obviously moisture that's coming from the laundry room that they need to attend to. So I would have her go look in that laundry room, and in particular, get a bright flashlight and look underneath the washing machine and see if they see any water dripping. It could be from the wash drum that's dripping. It could be during a spin cycle. There'll probably be evidence of some kind of water in the laundry room if it's coming over to that spot. That has to be repaired first. And then obviously the mold test, that has to be remediated. And it may involve if there's a lot of curling of the floor. In that situation, I'd probably take that floor up because I'd be worried about the mildew and mold underneath the bottom of just covering it up. So a mistake a lot of people make is they see that stuff and they don't take care of it fully. And that's a problem. You want to make sure that you eliminate the problem. Just saying, oh, I fixed the water problem and the mold is covered up, then I don't need to worry about it. It's still there and it can breed and get worse. All right. It's 18 past the hour. Can you believe it's already February? Wow. Well, the folks at JW Heating and Air want to make it a month to remember. How? By giving you a free furnace. That's right, a free furnace. There are still a few days left to take advantage of this exciting offer. If you call JW Heating and Air at 877-JW-HEATING by the end of the month and purchase air conditioning, you'll receive a brand new Lennox furnace for your home for free. So if your furnace or AC is broken or no longer efficient, now's the best time to take advantage of this limited time offer. And if that's not enough, JW will also give you a free Wi-Fi thermostat and free 1-year maintenance plan. So Keep your home warm and toasty this winter by calling JW Heating and Air at 877-JW-HEATING. That's 877-JW-HEATING. Or visit them at jwheatingandair.com. JW Heating and Air. Their family serving yours. Our phone number is 800-222-KABC. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
What you gonna do?
On the next episode.
It's Peter Tilden on the next Peter Tilden at 10, the Nunes memo. It's out. What's it say? And how big a bombshell is it? Immigration compromises. It happened in Robert Wagner. They're reopening the investigation into the death of Natalie Wood. Is he in trouble? All of that and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's F-U-N to 85850.
Whether you're handy around the house or not.
I'm not what they call a balabusta.
Lou Manfredini is here to help.
Bala, what's it called?
A balabusta.
He's taking your calls live till 9.
That's Yiddish for a woman who does everything. I mean, she cooks and cleans, and that's not me.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Yes.
We'll take Yiddish calls after 9 a.m.
You're my little balabusta.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm telling you, we need a House Smarts Radio Balabusta t-shirt. Can't we make that happen? I'm a Balabusta. I listen to House Smarts Radio on KABC. That's the next thing. That's the next promotional item we're going to be. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here, host of House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are live and local, 800-222-KABC. Anything you have going on around your home, you're going to love this new to Lou, too. We featured this on our television show, House Smarts TV, which airs on KTLA 5:30 in the morning on Sundays. It's not coming up this week, but you could search it out if you wanted to see the video on this whole thing. imagine the area rugs in your home, and now imagine these area rugs in your home. Take a listen.
Hardwood floors and ceramic tile may look beautiful, but let's face it, rugs make them easier on our feet, and come on, who likes cold feet anyway? And if you're mindful of your neighbors below, it is nice to have a soft surface underfoot. But cleaning them is a pain and expensive, especially if you have messy kids and messy, dirty pets. Don't you wish sometimes you could just pick up those rugs and toss them in the wash? Enter our new Tulu 2, Ruggable. A two-part washable rug. The bottom layer of Ruggable grips the floor and anchors the top layer, which is a sort of upholstery fabric that comes in assorted colors and patterns. When the rug gets dirty, the top peels off, kind of like Velcro, and goes right in the wash. Cool, right?
I know!
Ruggable is perfect for a kitchen, bathroom, hallway, or any other place that would otherwise be bare. They come in a variation of styles, colors, and sizes, so they are bound to have something you're looking for, or that'll match your decor. Prices vary from about $89 to $389, and you can find out more at Ruggable.com. That's this week's New Tulu 2.
It's... I think that if you live in a home with kids
and shedding dogs,
oh my gosh, this is I'll tell you what it is. I want to be completely honest with you. This is not your Oriental rug that you went to the fancy rug store to buy, but the patterns and the design and the look are really nice. They give you a really nice pad to put underneath it, which I think is great. And they come in a bunch of different sizes. And when they get dirty, you just pick it up and throw it in the washing machine. I mean, how easy is that? And what's amazing to me is you wouldn't think, I guess, you know, you can put other rugs in the wash. That's certainly something you could do. But, you look at this and it makes sense. Like it's malleable enough. That's a word, malleable. That it goes right into the washing machine and you can clean it up that quickly. I love this idea. And Ruggables, you'll find it at their website, Ruggable.com. We'll also put up on my Facebook page if you need more information about it too. A two-part rug system, and it has this cling effect. So when you put the pad down and then you put the rug over the top, it stays right in place, doesn't move anywhere. Which is great. I mean, it's absolutely great. So I really do like it. So check it out. It's really, really, a neat idea. And, I think you'll find it to be quite useful to have in your home.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC is our phone number. Any questions you have in and around your home, give us a call. We're going to answer some emails that we get at housesmartsradio.com. That would be you.
Well, let me read this for you.
All
right. Lou, I have a 2-year-old elongated toilet, and at various times during the day and night, it sounds like it's flushing. Sounds like or is. It lasts about 5 seconds. Any idea what's causing this?
Yeah, so there's two things that could be going on with that. It could be that the water level in the toilet might be too high. There's an overflow tube right there that you'll see that has, it's where the fill water goes in, and it's what the flapper is connected to at the bottom. And the water level in the tank needs to be about an inch below that pipe. And if it's too high, just literally walking around, you can hear water running into the toilet. It won't necessarily cause the toilet to flush, but you'll hear water running. Now, if you hear it running and it's more pronounced, then it might be an issue with the actual fill valve itself. Now, over time, calcium and lime can build up inside the fill valve, and you got a couple ways to go here. You could just reach in there. Remember, it's clean water, and you can articulate the fill valve back and forth to try and loosen up any of that calcium that's in there. And if that doesn't improve it, you should try replacing the fill valve. Now, the fill valve is the part that when you look at the water coming out of the wall that's connected up to the toilet, you turn the water off, put a rag or a little bowl underneath that, because when you take that water line off the toilet, water will come out of there. Make sure you flush most of it out first before you do all that. And then when you loosen it up, a little bit of water will drip out of there. That entire fill valve comes out, and you can go to the hardware store and replace it. It's about a, I don't know, $20 item for a fill valve, maybe even less than that. They make a bunch of different kinds that fit in there. And then you slide it, you clean up the inside where the hole is, where the fill valve goes in. You slide it in, you tighten it up. It's all, there's really no tools. You do it all by hand. Even the water line many times is just a thumb turn to tighten it. And the trick and the mistake that everybody makes when they do this is that they over tighten it. When you over tighten, that's when you start to get leaks. Put that all back together, put the water line back on, connect it, fill it back up, and then adjust the water level, as I mentioned when we started, that it's about an inch below that overflow pipe. And when you do that, it should operate flawlessly. You should have zero issues whatsoever, and you won't hear that filling noise that happens all the time. All right, our phone number, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. It's 8:30 in the morning. Time now for news. Here's Gary Garrison on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A former Dana Hills High School teacher and youth baseball coach has been indicted by a federal grand jury on child pornography and child sex tourism charges involving a 16-year-old boy in China. A 20-year-old Newport Beach man is due back in court March 2nd after pleading not guilty to killing Blaze Bernstein, a gay former high school classmate whose body was found buried in a shallow grave at a Lake Forest park. The Los Angeles Kings will hold Dodgers night during tonight's game against the Arizona Coyotes at Staples Center, including the team wearing Dodger hockey jerseys during the pregame warm-up. And adoption parties will be held at 13 sites in L.A. County and one in Orange County today in connection with the Hallmark Channel's Kitten Bowl 5 telecast tomorrow. KABC SoCal weather, sunny, patchy fog this morning, highs around 70 at the beaches to around 80 inland. I'm Gary Garrison, 790 KABC News.
KABC News, winner of 5 prestigious Golden Mike Awards, including Leanne Creedon's Best Newscaster, Bill Thomas, Best Traffic, and for 2 years running, Randy Wang, Best Sports Segment. For award-winning news, sports, and traffic, count on the best. 790 KABC.
Everything looks good with your resume, so let's talk salary.
Okay, can I use your desk phone?
Sure.
Can I get a price check on a software engineer with 5 years experience and good references?
We're still in the interview.
I'll be right with you, sir.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Race fans, the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at Texas Motor Speedway is Sunday, April 8th. And now you can earn a free O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 commemorative hat by mail. Just pick up a rebate form at O'Reilly Auto Parts and make a purchase of $25 or more. Or buy 5 quarts of any Pennzoil motor oil. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Are you ready?
Time to get up and get dressed.
The Nordstrom's is selling these jeans for $425.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
These blue jeans look like someone tied them to the back of a horse and then dragged them through the mud.
We don't really care what you wear.
I started thinking, I spent a lot of years doing this, and I worked all week for my jeans to look like that, and I didn't make $425.
Just keep that radio tuned in to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here. Talk Radio 790 KABC live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Our phone number is 800-222-5222. Joining me on the phone line right now is Bob Briley. He's the energy specialist with We Care Plumbing, Heating and Air, and Solar. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. I got a ton of questions for you, but before I start, tell me a little bit about your company, where you're located, where your primary service area is, and what it is you guys do.
We are located, actually our main office is located in Marietta, and then we also have another office in Orange.
Okay.
We cover anywhere from LA all the way down to San Diego. We do plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and solar.
That's a wide range of offerings. How did the company start? Were you guys plumbers to begin with? Were you HVAC contractors?
We were actually HVAC contractors. We all worked, the owner and I worked for another company, which was actually one of the large companies that did track homes.
Right.
And he decided you can only go so far when you're, basically an employee. So he decided to open
right.
up his own company. And he brought me over in 2002, and it was just me and him working out of his house. And we pretty much built the company to where we're at now. So we went from two employees to over 200 employees.
Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, we call ourselves a hockey stick because our company has just been constantly growing. It's never dipped down. It's been constantly keep on going, and it's a great experience watching something get developed and just keep expanding like that. It's just awesome.
Right, right. That's it. And that's the thing. When you say it, you want to keep your fingers crossed the whole time so it keeps happening.
Yeah, you don't want to lose the ride. You don't want to make that a roller coaster. You want to just keep on climbing on it. So.
Right. When you look at your business now, you know, the plumbing, the heating, the air, and then the solar, of course, what are some of the things when you look at that growth, what do you see? And what do you think that most of the customers that you call on seem to be focused on?
Well, right now, I mean, solar is huge. As everybody knows, I mean, we are held prisoners by our energy department. I mean, you're constantly going to be paid increases of your electrical bill.
Right.
And solar is a huge growth. But there's so many different solar companies out there. So it's really hard for the consumer to figure out, hey, who do I really want to go to or who do I really want to trust? And you kind of want to make sure that you get that fuzzy feeling when you actually have somebody come out and talk to you about it. On the plumbing side of it, you know, plumbing is plumbing. It's not seasonal. Something is always going wrong with your plumbing, whether it be pipes clogging, water heater going out, preventive maintenance. Preventive maintenance is huge in the plumbing side of it. You just never know when something's going to happen.
Right, right. I want to ask you a little bit about the solar because I think that there's, obviously, you know, there's a lot, like you said, everybody wants to be a solar contractor, right? And they want to take advantage of all these different opportunities that are out there. And, you know, that's the hot button issue, but there really is a learning curve for people when it comes to investing in solar so that they understand, the investment and the payback, so that they can make an informed decision, when it comes to putting this in, right?
Oh, most definitely. You definitely want to do your homework. You want to have, you know, the old thing is you definitely want to have three estimates too. You want to, because you're going to hear one salesman say something and you have another salesman say something and they're always going to conflict with each other. So you really want to do your homework. If you have friends that have already had solar, talk to them also. You know, you have the lease option to buy programs. You have you rent the equipment program or you have the purchase program, and you got to figure out what financially benefits you and what your long-term goal is. If you're only going to be in that house for a few years, you know, then do you really want to purchase a 30-year, 15-year, whatever on a solar, you know, then you might want to look at the other different options.
Right. And some of those options are leasing options, correct?
Yes, yeah. And you always hear, you know, it's like leasing a car. You hear good things about leasing and you hear bad things about leasing. Nothing's for free. So there's always going to be a back end of what is the catch? There's always a catch somewhere.
Right, right. No, I totally agree. And I think that, you know, people will talk about the fact that, you know, they'll talk about, especially in SoCal, right? About like, what's the best investment in my home? You know, kitchens and bathrooms, or, you know, I've always been, a bones guy, meaning that heating and cooling and plumbing, those things, while they're not sexy, you know, it's not like the granite countertop that you see in a kitchen, but those are the kinds of things someday when you go to sell, they say, well, geez, you know, your furnace is 20 years old and the house is in a great neighborhood or whatever, but now I want a credit for all this. And plus the fact you've used this 20-year-old piece of equipment and you're not getting the best value out of it, you know, from an energy perspective. And solar, to your point, the time of what you're going to stay in that house really does matter to make sure that you get that return on your investment.
Yeah, and you got to be careful on the return of investment, too, is you can't go by, well, if I spend, you know, I'm going to spend $30,000 on upgrading my system, you know, my HVAC system and my plumbing and stuff. You can't look on like, what am I going to get back out of it? Because your return of investment is not going to be, you know, dollar for dollar. You're not going to spend 30, 20, 50 grand on home improvements and get that back out of it when you go to sell your house. Because, I mean, look at it. They take the comps from the houses around you. So it's all for the comfort at the time of when you're going to buy it and the money you're going to save by using it now. I mean, when you use the high efficiency systems, you're going to actually see a difference in your electrical bill. You know, when you redo your water systems, you're going to see a different cost of your water, and you'll get better water out of it. You know, you're going to have your filtration, better water flow. Then you have your InstaHots versus, or your tankless water heater versus your tanked heaters. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different options you can look at, and just go in mind though, and you're not doing it for an investment per se. You're doing it to make your life better now.
Yeah. You know, those on-demand water heaters, and it sounds like you've been doing this a long time, so you can remember, you know, 20 years ago when you were, you know, working for somebody else, you know, the on-demand water heaters, all the big manufacturers were saying, you know, the tank guys were saying, this technology is not good, you know, U.S. consumers are never going to go for this, and now they all make them. And people are really, right? I mean, right? Everybody makes them.
Oh, yeah.
And really, they're not, many of them are buying it from somebody else and sticking their name on it, but still, they're offering them. And, it is amazing to me after spending 25 years in the trades, you know, so much information is out there for people now that I'm sure you're finding that they're coming to you and saying, hey, I want this. Like, it's not even the kind of thing that you necessarily have to talk to them about. They just say, I want this. Can you install it for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, you know, the internet. I mean, back in the trade, here we go. You know, 25 years ago, there was no such thing as the internet. Now, with the internet, people do their homework. They know exactly what things will cost. They know exactly what the savings are going to be. And they come to us and say, hey, I want this. You know, I want this Nordyne water. I want this Nordyne tankless model number blah 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 blah. You know, and they know exactly what they want.
Right.
And we're like, okay, that's perfect. No problem. That's what you like. That's what we'll get for you.
You do all your work online before you go buy a car, and then you walk into the Chevy dealer and say, I want this exact Chevy Tahoe with this and this and this and this, and the homework's already done. Bob Briley go ahead.
No, I was going to say, to add to that, I mean, all that stuff is done. You just walk in and just sign the paper and they hand you your keys.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Bob Briley is an energy specialist with We Care Plumbing, Heating, Air, and Solar. People want to get a hold of you guys. How do they do that, Bob?
You can call us at 951-600-0700.
And then your website is wecareteam.com. Thanks so much for doing this this morning. I appreciate it. Continued success down there, right?
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You got it. It is 8:43 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Let's go to Steve, who called in. Hey, Steve, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I'm helping my daughter and son-in-law do some updates on their home in FTV. There could be some argument about the word helping, but in the bathroom, So you got an old toilet. You know, the house is 25 years old. I think that's about the size of the age of the toilet. But, you know, I was at a Starbucks recently, and I flushed the toilet. It's like there's a jet engine inside that thing.
Right.
And I'm wondering, is that something I could that they could put in their house?
Yes, they do make. That was a power flush toilet. And the idea behind those is that they actually charge the water in a tank as it fills up to use less water, but in a more forceful mode. Now, here's my only problem with power flush toilets. I had a friend of mine put one of these in years ago in her powder room. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the powder room and use the bathroom, everybody knows you just went to the bathroom. Because it's loud.
Well, I don't really care. That's why I go in there.
I understand that. But so, I mean, the benefit of them is it uses less water and by having more force. So the only thing that you just have to prepare yourself for is the potential complaint that, wow, that toilet's really loud when I flush it.
Well,
they do cost more as well. I mean, remember, you can buy a decent low water flush toilet, you know, a good one for a couple hundred bucks. You can buy cheaper ones too, but
how much are these?
$300-$400.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So but there's no issue in terms of the amount of the force of the water going into the drain, right?
No issue whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Cool.
So it absolutely can be set into an existing toilet area, same water line, same everything, no electrical hookup or whatever, and it does work.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you calling. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC, 8:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Kopitar in front to Jillian Barbary. Shoots! Score! Leanne Tweedy, what a hit. Doug McIntyre, shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings.
The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne tonight as they face off against the Arizona Coyotes.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Water and electric, no place to drain the septic. Any KOA is A-OK as long as I'm with you. So come on, hitch your wagon to the living room on the Dragon. If I can't bring you to my house, I'll bring my house to you.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. It's me on the harmonica. Kind of wish I could always play the harmonica.
Me too.
Right.
Isn't I learned cool? how to play
You play the guitar,
day.
You could do the whole...
No, the other
like,
day I learned the Tom Petty, You Don't Know How...
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what... I think Sadie, my daughter, had a harmonica that she got, and I was just like, I'm going to pick this up, and I'm going to look at the...
You
got to
get the neck thing, and then you could play
I
and
know,
do the,
like,
right?
I'll just channel my Dylan.
Right. That's always been amazing to me, how they could pull that off. right?
I know.
That it hangs on your neck and so you push cool. on it and you move your mouth. I mean, and play the guitar and then stop for a minute and sing a little bit.
It is hard because, you know, it's all about like in right. and out and it's kind of like patting your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time.
But I think it's
like,
even harder than that.
Yeah. Well,
right. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222 is our phone number. Each week we get lots of emails, at our website. And, also I think I mentioned to you too, House Smarts airs on KTLA, at 5:30 in the morning on Sundays. You can watch a show tomorrow as well. A while ago, or I think maybe, we were talking, I was on with Doug McIntyre. So they're kind enough to have me on Fridays, around 6:30 in the morning, just talking about home improvement stuff and potentially taking your calls, about this. And we were talking about, earthquake stuff. And, I couldn't remember the name of the company that makes this Seismo latch for your kitchen cabinets. And then Lindsay found it for me. It's, the very first, automatic earthquake cabinet latch. It's designed to allow unhampered access to your cabinets and remain inactive until movement of an earthquake triggers it to lock the cabinet doors automatically, instantaneously. Slamming the cabinet door of a well-secured cabinet will not activate the latches, which allows normal daily use of cabinets. Because if you slam your doors.
Right. Or like stop it. But that's crazy.
Right.
So how does it know the difference?
That's... Well, it's got to be a twist.
Yeah.
It has to... I would imagine that it activates on the twisting. Each latch, listen to this, can withstand pressure of up to 50 pounds. So that would be like 50 China plates. When you really think about the weight that you put in your wall cabinets, it's incredible. Right? Have you ever, when you entertain, sometimes you got a stack of dishes and you'll reach in and you'll grab like 10 plates and you're like, oh my gosh, that's really heavy.
Yeah.
And so your wall cabinets are really holding a lot and, God forbid when that earthquake comes and all that stuff comes crashing to the ground. They're available in three colors, silver, brown, and black. A 10 pack is only about $40. That's not bad. I mean, it's five cabinets, right? And their website is safe-t-proof.com.
Say it again.
Safe-t-proof.com. Mm. Seismo latch, the first automatic earthquake cabinet latch. It's cool. That's cool. So, I wanted to share that information with you. 8:51 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And I want to remind you too, that ruggable, we got a couple of, emails about it. The ruggable, thing, that washable rug that we talked about is available. We'll put that up on my Facebook page. But also their website, that costs between $89 and $389, where you can just throw the rug into the wash. It's ruggable.com, ruggable.com, ruggable.com.
Like huggable.
Like huggable. All right. That's fine. Like huggable.
Or snuggable.
Or snuggable. But it's a ruggable, just to confuse people 100%. We want to answer a quick email
let's
before
do this,
we go.
Reva in Los Angeles, the chrome and sliding glass door medicine cabinet underneath my bathroom mirror hasn't been able to get rust and water stains off chrome for years. She's tried everything, no results. She just wants it clean and shiny. Help.
Well, if the rust is on that chrome, then the chrome is gone and the rust is underneath there, and it's a plating issue. So the shiny, I can picture exactly what she's talking about. It's not on the surface, but the actual chrome has lifted off and that rust is underneath there. So you got a couple of choices here. You could sand it down, which will dull the shiny chromey that you're looking for, and you could tape it all off and you could spray paint it with like a silver paint. Now it won't be, you can go to the home center and the hardware store and you'll see a spray paint can that has a chrome shiny top and it will say chrome paint. I promise you, it will never look like the shiny cap. So don't be misled. It'll be shiny, but it won't be like that chrome cap. So you can use that. You'll sand it down a little bit. I can't remember. I'd have to look in the can again if that spray can of the chrome needs to be primed. It might need to be. So you'd buy a little thing of primer and do that with a, like a model brush. And then tape all around it and spray it. And it'll look a lot nicer than it is right now. Or if you really want the shiny, like the chrome shiny, you got to replace the medicine cabinet. And if it's a recessed, what did she say? Was it below? Where's the, is it a medicine cabinet? Did she say it's in the wall?
She said it's below. I went to go to another.
Sorry. Sorry about that. I just want to, if it's a recessed medicine cabinet.
Ah, the chrome is hiding. Under my bathroom mirror.
Yeah, under, so she opens it up.
Right.
There's like a chrome border around this. So my guess is it's a medicine cabinet that if you open it up, you'll see four screws on the sides that's holding it inside the recess opening. And you can take that out, measure it. And if you went to somebody, you know, like a big box store, Orchard Supply, somebody like that, they'll have the medicine cabinet that you can just pop right back in. It'll be chromey, shiny, like you want. And you may, you know, you might be able to change the style of it if you want. There's a bunch of different styles that you can get, certainly, that will make it look a lot nicer and modernize it. So give that a shot. How about one more?
All right. Let's do it. I'm sorry. Oh, this person wants to know about the kitchen backsplash self-adhesive wall tiles that you talked about. What was that called again?
Oh, Aspect Design.
ACP Ideas, is that right?
Right, aspectideas.com. This is a self-stick backsplash system, basically, that is manufactured in the USA. They make metal. They make stone. They have this... it is plastic, but it's a plastic version that looks like a metal wall, like a tin wall, but it's really cool. And you can cut that one, you could cut with a pair of scissors around the outlets that might be on your backsplash. Really easy to install. And if you think about, if you were going to do a backsplash and you were going to either hire someone or do it yourself, or you'd be putting tile up and putting adhesive and then coming back and grouting it all, it's a little bit more involved. There's more of an expense that's involved with it as well. With this aspect, it's literally peel and stick. And it's pretty affordable. I think it starts at around $4, maybe $4.50 a square foot. And you'll be amazed at all the styles. Pretty much whatever you would find at a tile store, pretty much. They have glass, tile, stone, metal, as I mentioned. And they'll just ship it to you in a box.
What? And he also wanted to know, can you use this stuff in like an enclosed shower?
No.
Because it will peel right off, right?
It's not
the
really.
Ceiling.
It's
the
not.
Ceiling.
No, it's not designed for wet applications. It's really for a backsplash in a on a kitchen, or it could be used inside of a. It could be used inside of a laundry room or something like that, but not wet applications. The adhesive won't be there. Our number is 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. Gary called in. He's in Huntington Beach. Gary, you're on HouseSmarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. If the fellow with the power toilet is still listening,
yeah,
I'm of an age that I may not get a full night's sleep. Where I may have to use the facilities in the middle of the night.
Okay.
If you get a power toilet, you're going to wake up everybody in the house and maybe even your neighbor.
It's amazing,
so,
right?
I tell you, you know, it's scary. It's like, you know, I mean, you could probably put, you know, you see the commercials with the stuffed toys where the kids drop them down.
Right.
I'm sure that a power toilet would take them all the way out to the middle of the street in the sewer.
You know, so it's funny.
Watch your Yorkies.
Yeah, right. What's funny is that when you think about, you know, like when you go into a public toilet, right, where they're hanging on the wall and you've got the traditional Sloan valve, and you're like, well, those are pretty loud. But the reason those work is that there's a larger volume of water that comes through those. And with the power flush toilets, it's the same water that comes to a regular toilet, but they pressurize it. And they really are noisy. I agree, right? Actually, you know what? You bring up a really good point in the middle of the night. I'm, unfortunately, Gary, I'm in your same boat that sometimes I'm doing the same thing. And my wife already wants to kick me out of the bed because I'm snoring. So that would be one more reason for me to sleep in another room.
Well, without giving, a free commercial, call snore experts because I just got an appliance. No, really, I just got an appliance for my mouth. And it works.
Wow.
Snore experts.
I got Gary calling in with giving us advice, too. Gary, thanks so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening so much. Remember, if you have questions that come up and we're not on the air, you can just send us an email at housemartsradio.com. Enjoy your big game tomorrow. We'll be back next Saturday with more House Smarts on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
This show furnished by HouseSmarts Television and Properties.